Two balls and two strikes. Two out here in the eighth. The pitch. Lined over second base, it's head and into center for the winning run. Home is Lopez. The celebration is on. The walk-off hit from Nick Zona and a dog pile. Why not? In a rematch of a state championship, when you never led the entire night until the final swing of the night, you can celebrate. Nick Zona with the walk-off single in the bottom of the eighth inning back on Thursday night, and another classic between Hanover and Liberty Christian Academy in the books. You heard it live here on the RBA Sports Network on our Game of the Week. Hanover never led the entire night. Liberty Christian took a 3-0 lead in the third. Hanover tied it in the third. Liberty Christian got a run late. Hanover scored in the seventh to force extras at 4-4. And then Zona scoring Will Lopez for the 5-4 Hanover victory. So they finished 2-1 in their spring break week last week. How does that affect their poll standing? We're going to talk about that right now, as that's where we're going to kick off this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RBA Sports Network. Happy Easter. We are recording this on Easter Sunday afternoon. For those of you who celebrate, hope you've had a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. So we get set to get back to work, full swing, and really the downhill home stretch of not only spring sports' regular season, if you can believe it. We got 4 weeks in the books prior to spring break. We've got 5 weeks for some sports, three in one, four in some others, and depending upon what conference you're in, you may not have as much time as your neighbor. So lots of different tournament schedules get underway as early as the 8th of May in tennis. And as we get closer to those tournament times, dates, we'll begin to get Tournament Central back up and running at RVASportsNetwork.com. But right now, at the top of RVASportsNetwork.com, the only poll that needed updating this Sunday, and that's our brand-new RVA Sports Network Top 10 Baseball Poll. Softball, lacrosse, soccer, all on ice this week in the public school domain. There was some action in private schools. We currently don't have a private school in the softball Top 10. And as you know, we only rank VHSL schools in our Super 6 lacrosse and soccer polls, and it's the same thing in the fall with our field hockey and volleyball polls. But they all freeze this week. They'll be updated again next Sunday, as will the baseball poll again. But boy, do we have a lot of changes in our baseball poll, including a brand new number one. So let's get at it. At number 10, holding steady at 10, with a couple of good wins this week. They were in action, of course, the Spartans of the Steward School. And they are at number 10, holding steady. Holding steady and currently at number 9, the Rapids of James River. As we draw closer to our next scheduled Game of the Week broadcast, May 2nd, when they host Cosby at 6 p.m. on our YouTube channel. We do plan to broadcast at least two or three more games, maybe baseball, maybe softball, maybe lacrosse, maybe soccer, between now and the end of the regular season. And as we add those broadcasts to our Game of the Week schedule, you'll see them on the right-hand side of the page on all four of our family of websites, including RVASportsNetwork.com, also HanoverCountySports.net, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net. So James River Cosby coming up Tuesday, May 2nd. Falling one this week, though idle, from 7 to 8, the Knights of Thomas Dale. And the reason why? Some impressive performances this week by Trinity Episcopal. And they move up one notch to number 7. Our former number 1 team drops 5 spots to number 6. And that's the Eagles of Mills Godwin. Now, let me say something about this drop. Number 1... I think it's precipitated by the fact that they didn't get one win over spring break week. They'd gone in undefeated. They lost all three of the games that they played. But let's face it, they played some fantastic competition. W.T. Woodson, Hickory, Oakton. In the Oakton game, they got down big, came back roaring back late, scoring 8 runs in the 5th, 6th, and 7th innings, and fell just short 11-8 in that final game back on Tuesday night. Mills Godwin will be heard from big time in Conference 11. In fact, Conference 11's baseball tournament right now is shaping up to be an absolute beauty, because it's possible that you will have one team that could make a run to the state tournament, not even get out of Conference 11, because we have three Conference 11 teams in our top six right now. And they've been in our top six for quite some time. Now they've shuffled in terms of positioning. Mills Godwin at six, down from 2-5 after kind of a shocking loss that we witnessed on Tuesday night in the semifinals of the Deep Run Spring Break Tournament. The Cadets of Benedictine, they were up comfortably on St. Christopher's, and then St. Christopher's, this is what's so important. If you're in the middle innings and you're down 5-1 going into the fourth maybe, it's so important, even if you just get one. You know, even if you just get one and just chip into the lead. And that's exactly what St. Chris did. They got a run, then they got another run in the fifth inning that made it 5-3. And so you come up in the sixth that it makes it a much more manageable situation. And they scored 7 runs on only 3 hits. Some issues Benedictine-wise with pitching, some issues in defense. And St. Chris took a 10-5 lead. Benedictine came roaring back in their half, the first half of the seventh inning, thanks in part to some Saints miscues defensively. And they scored 3, and they had the tying run at the plate, but they weren't able to connect after the 3 runs, and they fall 10-8 to St. Christopher's. So Benedictine, who will be heard from big time in the BISAA, goes down 3 notches from 2-5. Would I be surprised to see them bounce right back up, further up the top 10 as time goes on? Oh, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Absolutely not. But you have to be impressed with the performance this week of Lee Davis. They are up 2 notches from 6-4. And the biggest impression that they left their pitching, the ability to pitch 3 starters in their opener against Monacan on Monday. Andrew Anthony was in relief for 1 2/3 innings. And then you get Matthew Holler with a complete game in the semifinal over Midlothian. And let me say something real quick about Midlothian. Midlothian is so close to being a very good team. You see their record right now. It's under 500. It is not indicative of how they have played this season. They gave Lee Davis a scare. They gave Benedictine a scare in that third place game on Wednesday at the Deep Run Classic. But Lee Davis, Jake Stanley's work in the championship game against St. Christopher's, getting 4 of the last 6 batters to strike out, knowing what St. Chris had done the night before in the 6th inning, putting up 7. Lee Davis goes up 3 at 5-2, and they're like, okay, we got to make sure the history doesn't repeat itself, because you knew the Saints were coming into the dugout, you know, put rally caps on and like, hey, we've done it once, we can do it again. And Jake Stanley just slammed the door. It was an incredibly impressive performance by him. So you get Holler a complete game, Stanley a complete game, and so Lee Davis only has to use the bullpen for 1 2/3 innings out of 21 over spring break week. That is a load of confidence for your starters, and it also means they've got fresh arms coming out of the break in the bullpen. So Lee Davis, one of those Conference 11 teams that we were talking about. Very impressive, winning the Deep Run title, and it's number 4 for them. Just ahead of them, their county rivals. Up 1 to number 3, the Hanover Hawks. Now, Hanover did lose at Hickory 9-2. Talking with Coach Charlie Dragham after the win over Liberty Christian last Thursday night, he was like, you know, it was just a play here and a play there, and a few things just didn't go our way, and the final wasn't indicative. He said, I felt we were, you know, much more in the game than what a 9-2 final would, you know, state. Hickory had a good week. You know, they beat Mills Godwin and they beat Hanover. And I suspect it's a very good chance that we may see Hickory up in Fairfax County come state tournament time again the second weekend in June. They're going to be an obstacle that whoever comes out of 5A South in the Richmond area most likely are going to have to tackle in the region and then possibly again in the state. But not leading, either tied or trailing with Liberty Christian in that championship rematch on Thursday night that we had here on the Game of the Week, and then just watching them grind away, just keep grinding. You know, they had a couple of mistakes. They overcame that. And as Coach Dragom noted after the game, as I talked to him, almost every player on the roster, not just in the lineup, but on the roster, contributed in that game. Donkett at first base. He comes in as a defensive replacement because the regular first baseman, Nolan Kaler, got injured during the game, had to come out. Gillespie came in briefly, and then it's Doggett coming in at the plate and then has to be a defensive replacement, which is not normally the case. And there is just a line shot down the first base line that he's able to catch while sitting on the ground. Then he has to have the presence of mind to get up, and he went toward first, realizing the only way he could get there before the runner was to slide himself. So you had the runner sliding into first, the first baseman sliding into first, and Doggett beat him. And that was a huge out to preserve the tie game to give Hanover a chance to win. So Hanover up one to number three. And this Friday night, there's going to be a couple of titanic games in Hanover County, as it seems to be every Friday night during the spring. This one is going to be number four Lee Davis at number three Hanover for baseball. That will be a tremendous game. Up three to number two, still undefeated, the Royals of Prince George. They go down, they beat Denby and Hampton soundly on the road over spring break, and the Royals move up three notches, one of two undefeated teams left in our poll. Congratulations, Prince George, now at number two. And our brand new number one team, first time atop the poll this year, a team that some prognosticators weren't really looking at very seriously at the start of the season. If memory serves me correctly, they were in the bottom half of our poll coming into the year, maybe six preseason, I don't know. But they have certainly proven themselves worthy in many ways, whether it is Kenny Jackson with a no-hitter or Ryan Skodra launching a bomb at Douglas Freeman High School that landed on Three Chopped Road. It's not easy to hit home runs at Douglas Freeman High School, but Ryan Skodra did. They've already beat Freeman twice. Now, Freeman's struggling just a little bit, but I have a feeling they're going to turn a corner, and they could be a very pesky fourth seed come tournament time in Conference 11. Here we go referencing 11 again. That baseball tournament in Conference 11 is going to be nuts. As many wins as Glenn Allen can muster, they want them to make sure that they can get, hopefully, the top seed in the tournament. Right now, they are the top seed or the top team in our top 10 poll. Congratulations, Glenn Allen, number one. So your top 10 for this week: Glenn Allen at one, Prince George at two, Hanover at three, Lee Davis four, Benedictine five, Mills Godwin six, Trinity Episcopal seven, Thomas Dale at eight, James River nine, and Stewart rounds out the top 10. The other polls, as we mentioned, on ice this week. All the polls will be updated again next week on the 23rd, and we will continue issuing polls. Let's see, 23rd, there's the 30th, and the 7th, and the 14th. Got to check on some schedules. The last polls will either come out May 14th or May 21st at the latest. So we have another month to go with our top 10 and our Super 6 polls. Now let's kind of look ahead and talk a little bit about some of the bigger action coming up this week. Now that we're back out of spring break, I know you're listening and going, yeah, no, I got to go back to school. I get that. I was once there. Trust me, I understand. And I think it might be a little bit harder to come back to school out of spring break than it is to come back out of winter break or Christmas vacation, for the very simple purpose is that you're so doggone close to the end of the year, and spring has sprung, and the weather got warm this week, and maybe you went to the beach or the river, and you know, maybe you took a nice climb up, you know, the mountains, maybe did some camping, and the outdoors are back, and you're like, oh, man, can't I just stay there? But there's work left to be done. Hang in there, my friends. My college friends, I know your time is much shorter. Some of you have 4 weeks to go. My daughter's headed back to school. She's got 4 weeks to go. Some of you a little bit more than that. Randolph-Macon, I know the semester goes a little further into the month of May, but we're about a month away now from graduation season in college. So class of 17, who I once knew as the high school class of 13, y'all hang in there. Don't get senioritis again. Okay, hang in there, my friends. That degree is within your reach, and we are very happy for each and every one of you who are this close to getting the job done. So back in action in all sports, spring sports-wise. And let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we're going to be watching this week here on the RVA Sports Network. On Monday, Douglas Freeman and Deep Run play in La Crosse, both Super 6 matchups. In girls, number 1 Freeman goes to number 4 Deep Run. In boys, number 5 Deep Run goes to number 4 Douglas Freeman. And it's a big week for Douglas Freeman, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. Also Monday evening, a couple of very intriguing games in baseball and softball up in Ashland. J.R. Tucker goes up to Patrick Henry. That used to be a Colonial District matchup until PH moved to the Capitol 2 years ago and Glenn Allen moved over to the Colonial. But J.R. Tucker, briefly in our softball poll, will take on number 3 Patrick Henry, who have not played since that loss to Lee Davis just before the break began. They'll be eager to get back into action. But the baseball game should be just as intriguing, if not more so. Tucker's had a couple of nice wins this season. They are a team that could become a dark horse if they get in a run in Conference 11. Here we go again. I'm telling you, Conference 11 baseball is going to be so good, that tournament this year. And Patrick Henry, PH, tough luck losing in 11 to Lee Davis just before the break, 2-1. Had a lead on Louisa prior to that and lost that game at home. They need a good win, and beating J.R. Tucker Monday night would be a good win for Sammy Hart and the Patriots. Game that should have been played first week of the season, but the cold and the rain and the ick moved it a month back. Number 1 Atlee softball hosting Clover Hill. Clover Hill reeling a little bit after losing big to Glenn Allen before the break. But they are always a threat, and I know Coach McIntyre over at Atlee will have his ladies ready. That is a 6 p.m. first pitch on Monday night. Cosby Baseball, they are participating in a spring break tournament up in the Fredericksburg area at River Bend High School. The FLS area, they are taking spring break this week instead of last week, the week after Easter, including Easter Monday. Cosby's got 2 on Monday, Fishburne Military Academy at 4:30, and then the host team Riverbend at 7 o'clock. And so Cosby has a very unique opportunity this week, and it's going to be tough because they got to come back and get in the books and get to school. And I believe they play again up there on Wednesday, so at least they don't have like back-to-back-to-backs to have to worry about. Kind of like Grassfield having to come up to play at the Deep Run Tournament 3 consecutive days this past week. But if Cosby could get a couple of more wins behind them, they're starting to get the wind at their back now. And they could be just as easily in the top 10 as James River come May 2nd when we're at JR for the game of the week between the Titans and the Rapids. And another interesting game on Monday, the Atlee baseball team, who had a good spring break of their own right, getting wins at Massaponics, and then they got a 1-0 10-inning win at Gloucester. They go to War Hill. Now, a little history there. The new head coach at Atlee, formerly coached at War Hill. And so that's one of the reasons why those two schools are getting together in the regular season. That is a 4:30 start on Monday afternoon. Tuesday, lots of action, and we'll quickly go through them. In La Crosse, number 1, Douglas Freeman, the girls, they go to Albemarle. So they've got to go to Deep Run on Monday night and then turn around, hit the bus, and go to Albemarle on Tuesday night. Now, the boys have it a little easier. We mentioned the Deep Run matchup Monday night. They host Albemarle at home on Tuesday. Boys soccer matchup across the river that we're really interested in on Tuesday night, and that is number 5 Metoaka against Meadowbrook. Meadowbrook, very talented, just outside of our Super 6 poll. Metoaka currently at number 5, and the Monarchs would love to hang a loss on the Warriors. That will be a very good soccer match on Tuesday. Speaking of soccer, a couple of Super 6 girls games of note. Atlee, who was in our Super 6 and then dropped out last week after being upset by Hanover, who took their place. So they're unranked, but certainly rank-worthy and have been in the poll before. They go to number 1, tied number 1, Mills Godwin. As you know, Mills Godwin, Deep Run, share the number 1 spot right now in girls soccer. But that's Tuesday night at 7:30, Atlee and Mills. Their one across the river is number 3, James River, and number 5, Cosby. Rivalry to begin with, and they're both ranked in our Super 6 poll. That'll be a great game. In La Crosse, other than Douglas Freeman, we're keeping our eyes on the Patrick Henry girls, number 5 in our poll, and they go to Glenn Allen on Tuesday, and that'll be a good test for both the Patriots and the Jaguars. La Crosse doubleheader, Southside, Monacan at Thomas Dale. Believe it's a 5:30, 7 o'clock schedule. for those two matchups, the Chiefs and the Knights. Softball game of note, J.R. Tucker, who plays at Patrick Henry Monday, heads home Tuesday to host Glen Allen, ranked fourth in our top 10 poll last week. And, of course, Glen Allen, J.R. Tucker baseball will play as well. So that's number one, Glen Allen's first game as number one. They got to go to the rivals, the Tigers, on Tuesday. Boys soccer, number two, Mills Godwin, goes to Atlee on Tuesday night. And back to baseball briefly, number two, Prince George, gets rival Dinwiddie on Tuesday afternoon. So Tuesday shaping up to be a really good day. As we are looking ahead to this week here on Central Region Now, Wednesday highlights in softball, number two, Lee Davis goes to Mills Godwin. Cosby goes to Deep Run. Those two teams, Deep Run struggling a bit this year, but they've had a very difficult early season schedule. Cosby trying to kind of right the ship as well. And you looked at Cosby last year, and they had some unevenness in the regular season, and then they got into the postseason, and they knocked off Clover Hill and ended their season very prematurely based on how Clover Hill did in the regular season. They got into the regional, and then they went on a run in the regional, and Cosby ended up at the state tournament. So you never, ever, ever count Rage Eaters Cosby Titans out. And they go to Deep Run on Wednesday night. Douglas Freeman at Atlee in baseball, two top 10, usual top 10 teams that are right now on the outside looking in. Atlee with a better chance of making the poll maybe than Freeman at this point. But for Freeman, this could be a win that could turn their season around. Tennis, got a couple of very interesting tennis matches coming up. Boys tennis, Mills Godwin goes to Cosby Wednesday afternoon. Hanover girls go to Patrick Henry on Wednesday, and vice versa, the PH boys go to Hanover. And we're watching those matches. A couple more softball games of note. Clover Hill goes to Thomas Dale on Wednesday. And number one Atlee hosts War Hill on Wednesday. And note the special time for that. That's a 5 o'clock start. Very unusual time. But that's, I'm sure, for the benefit of getting War Hill time to travel back to Williamsburg after it's all said and done. So a 5 p.m. start there at Atlee Wednesday for softball. And also Wednesday, several track meets going on. Dinwiddie's hosting one. memory serves me correctly, Glen Allen is hosting one, and I believe Douglas Freeman is hosting one as well. On Thursday, Hanover and Henrico, both in boys and girls tennis, will be matches that we will be watching. So will be Cosby James River action. In baseball, Maggie Walker takes on Collegiate. They have to go to Collegiate for that game. Thomas Dale, Meadowbrook Soccer, both girls and boys, will be matches to keep our eyes on. James River softball at L.C. Byrd should be good. And in lacrosse, you've got number one Atlee going to Patrick Henry to take on a Patriots team that has performed well this year, but this will be by far their toughest test so far this season. And in girls action, number five Patrick Henry goes to number three Atlee. So the Patriots girls lacrosse team have a big week this week at Glen Allen and then at Atlee. On Friday, James River Midlothian, boys and girls lacrosse on Friday night. Both of them should be excellent. Number six, Mills Godwin in baseball goes to Douglas Freeman as they try to right the ship and get things going. Number one, Glen Allen will be home to Deep Run in baseball action. And we mentioned earlier, number four, Lee Davis will go to number three, Hanover. Back to the Colonial for a moment. Of note, Deep Run at Glen Allen boys soccer on Friday night. Keep an eye on that game, as well as Deep Run at Glen Allen softball. Keep an eye on that one. And the big game of the night, other than Lee Davis at Hanover baseball, is certainly number one Atlee at number three Patrick Henry in softball. Not only is it a top three battle, not only is it a Hanover County rivalry, but that's a Conference 16 matchup. And you want to win your conference games, as many as you can, to be as highly seeded as you can. I think Atlee and PH right now, they're either going to be 1-2 or 1-2, depending upon how nights like Friday go. And so a big one coming up there in Ashland on Friday night. Saturday, a very busy day. Saturday, during the day, the annual Lee Davis Invitational Track Meet, one of the largest outdoor track regular season meets in the Metro Richmond area all day coming up this Saturday. Saturday is Senior Day at Randolph-Macon for both baseball and softball, and we're going to talk about them and their ODAC chances here in just a moment. Also have an Atlantic 10 baseball update for you, too, in just a moment as well. And the Richmond Rough Riders get back in action on Saturday night at home. They got another win on Saturday night to go to 2-0, and they play 7 o'clock this Saturday at the Coliseum. They had a good crowd for their inaugural first-ever game back on the 8th, and unless you have, you know, you're going to be at Macon or you're going to be at the Lee Davis Invitational, if you can make it down to the Coliseum Saturday night, you should. We plan to be there for live tweet coverage for the first time, get a chance to hang out and see and report on the Richmond Rough Riders and how they're doing so far this season. Now, yesterday, Saturday, we had our first opportunity to check out the RVA Black Widows. Heard of them? No. Richmond's women's professional football team. And it's tackle football. There ain't no flags or no two-hand touches here, friends. It was very hard-hitting action at the Bon Secours Washington Redskins Training Center. Richmond got ahead 6-0, took a 14-0 lead in the second half. Hampton Roads came back with a long touchdown run to cut it to 14-6. And then a muffed punt in the fourth quarter gave Hampton Roads a chance to work on a very short field. They got in the red zone. They had to go for it on a fourth down. They fell, I think it was 4th and 4 at the Richmond 11, and they fell 2 yards short. And the Black Widows were able to run some clock down, punt the football away, and Hampton Roads basically time ran out on them. Final score was 14-6, and the RVA Black Widows are now 2-1 on the season. Their next home game at the Bon Secours Washington Redskins Training Center is on the 29th. They play at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. If you've never gone to a Black Widows game, you need to do it. It is a very fun experience, and they pull no punches. Those women pull no punches whatsoever. We hope to have a photo gallery from that game up by tonight on our Facebook page at facebook.com/RVA Sports Network. And by tonight, I should clarify, Sunday night. And, of course, we'll tweet out links as well. So I want to thank Coach Donati and everybody at the Black Widows for making us feel so welcome on Saturday. Thoroughly enjoyed covering the team. We also have a profile article coming up on that game. A lady by the name of Penny Weiss, who, if you're in Hanover County, that name may sound familiar to you. She is the assistant gymnastics coach at Patrick Henry. Her nephew, Jacob, was just a part of the Hanover State Championship baseball team back in 16, got his first career start as a Richmond Spider this past week. So congratulations to Jacob, working into the midweek rotation as a freshman over at U of R, and that was great to see. And we're going to be having an article on the game and also about Penny on the next edition of the Hanover Herald Progress, which will be out in newsstands across Hanover County on Thursday. And if you're in Hanover and you're listening to the podcast, if you don't subscribe, why not? Join us, won't you? I promise you, best 75 cents you're going to spend all week long. If you want to pick it up at newsstands across the county, you can get it for, I think, less than 50 cents an issue if you subscribe. And you can subscribe online at herald-progress.com. Very simple. And you can either get an e-subscription and read the paper online, or you can have one delivered to you in your mailbox each and every Thursday. And that also keeps, you know, me going. So I'd appreciate it if you'd make the subscription very much. All right. Atlantic 10 baseball. As of this taping, VCU in the lead in conference play. They get a big win. And I do mean a big one. 11-4 over Davidson on Sunday afternoon. So VCU first in the conference, followed by Rhode Island, George Mason, Fordham, St. Bonaventure, Davidson is sixth. And then at the 500 mark, tied for seventh, St. Louis and Richmond. Now, Richmond fell on Sunday to Rhode Island. They play William and Mary at home in a rivalry matchup non-conference on Tuesday afternoon. But VCU atop the A-10 baseball standings right now. We're going to be keeping our eyes on that. We mentioned Randolph-Macon. They split a doubleheader Saturday at Eastern Mennonite. That split hurts a little bit. They were hoping to get a road sweep. They are now 11-4 in ODAC play. Washington and Lee still with a 12-2 record, so they are ahead in first place. A game behind them is Shenandoah. They are 11-3 in the conference and have the best record in the conference overall at 27-3. Shenandoah has not lost a non-conference game. Randolph-Macon is 12-4 in non-conference play. Washington and Lee, interestingly enough, just 9-7 out of the conference, but they're 12-2 in, and that's why they lead the ODAC right now. Washington and Lee right now trying to hold off Shenandoah, because I believe, memory serves me correctly, top two get byes out of the first part of the tournament coming up the first weekend in May. Randolph-Macon gets Shenandoah for Senior Day this Saturday, and we're going to be there for that live on Hanover Sports on Twitter at 12 noon. We'll have coverage of the first good part of the first game. Then we'll have to leave briefly to go over to softball because it's senior day for softball as well. And we need to be able to get pictures of that, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll hang out at softball for a bit, and then we'll walk right back across the railroad tracks in the center of the universe and really focus on this baseball doubleheader. Because if Randolph-Macon could win both at home against Shenandoah, they also need a win coming up Wednesday hosting Hamden-Sydney. And Hamden-Sydney the last couple of years has been really a thorn in Randolph-Macon baseball's side. They really need a win over the Tigers. If they could beat the Tigers and sweep Shenandoah, suddenly they're 15-4. And that could change things dramatically, or I should say 14-4. Going into the final week of the regular season, and they'd have to go to Roanoke next Saturday and try to get enough wins to where they could be, at worst, the number two seed in the ODAC tournament. So ODAC baseball tournament, first weekend in May. ODAC softball tournament, on the other hand, starts the last weekend of April. So the regular season coming to a very quick end for the Yellow Jackets in softball. And as of this hour, they are 10-6 in the conference. That's good enough for fourth, ahead of Lynchburg and Roanoke. Guilford and Embry and Henry are ahead of them at 12-6. Virginia Wesleyan's already clinched the number one seed in the ODAC. They are 18-0. They are the number one team in America in Division III. And they are led, in case you don't know, by, and let me give you kind of a backstory on this. Virginia Wesleyan had a phenomenal freshman pitcher last year, was named ODAC Pitcher of the Year, helped him get into the NCAA tournament, and she did not come back this year. She decided to retire from softball. So there's a big hole in the pitching rotation at Virginia Wesleyan. In comes Hannah Hall from Clover Hill. I cannot begin to express to you how well Hannah Hall has pitched this year. Number one, she'll be ODAC Rookie of the Year, and it won't be close. It'll have to be. If it's not a unanimous vote, I'll be stunned. She has not only been named ODAC Pitcher of the Week multiple times, she has been named National D3 Pitcher of the Week on three separate occasions as a freshman. We watched her when they were up here at Randolph-Macon back on the 5th of April, and she was good at Clover Hill. She was very good at Clover Hill. But she's taken it up. For those of you who watched her at Clover Hill at high school, imagine her in the next level, with the next gear, with the ability to blow it by you if necessary, use the rise ball if necessary, perfectly pinpoint where she wants the ball. Hannah is doing some just amazing things right now in the circle, and she is a major reason why Virginia Wesleyan is the number one team in America in Division III softball. So they've got the one seed in the ODAC tournament sewn up right now. No big deal. For Randolph-Macon, what they need to do, they've got to go Thursday to Bridgewater, and if they can get a sweep there, come home, and then sweep Roanoke on Senior Day, that would leave Randolph-Macon at 14-6. Now, Guilford and Embry and Henry are at 12-6, so they already have two games in hand. Embry and Henry and Guilford finished the regular season this week with their final doubleheaders. And I'm looking up real quickly where they are going to be, and I appreciate your patience while I do this. On Saturday, Embry and Henry has Lynchburg at home. That'll be a good test. Guilford has the advantage. They get Sweetbriar at home, and they will be prohibitively favored to sweep that doubleheader. So if Randolph-Macon can win their last four, at worst they would be tied for second with Guilford, and Guilford and Randolph-Macon split their doubleheader back on April the 1st. But if they go by run differential between the two games as a tiebreaker, Guilford would be the number two seed, Randolph-Macon the three. But the big story there is you don't want to be the four seed, because if you're the four seed, you're going to run into who first? Virginia Wesleyan, of course. You want to stay away from Wesleyan for as long as possible. And the other thing is collecting wins. If Randolph-Macon could win their last four, that would put them at a final record in the regular season of 14-6 in the conference, 31-7 overall. And then if they could make a run, say, to the ODAC tournament final, even if they lost to Virginia Wesleyan, a 34-9 record, a 35-9 record, and they have been ranked consistently in the top 20 for the last month, I think Randolph-Macon at that point would have a very good argument for maybe the first at-large bid to the NCAA tournament in school history. They finally got to the NCAA in 2015, but they won the ODAC tournament to do it, to get the automatic bid. They've never had an at-large bid. And if they can finish strong here, and they've won their last six games, if they can win four more and then make it to the ODAC tournament final, I think they have a very good resume when it comes to the NCAAs. So it's going to be a huge Saturday in Ashland between Randolph-Macon baseball on Senior Day and softball on Senior Day, and we'll be all over it on Hanover Sports. So that's a look at the week ahead and what's going on. Don't forget about our brand new morning mini podcast, easy for Rob to say, AMRBA. And for those of you who have stopped me at games, and this has already happened on multiple occasions, I'll be walking to get to a place to take pictures, or I was heading out of a game not too long ago and somebody yelled at, "Hey, Rob," and I'm like, "Uh-oh, what did I do?" And I turn around, they go, "Love the new podcast, keep it up." And I'm like, "Thank you. Very much appreciate your kind words about it so far and for listening. Tell friends about it." The reason why we started AMRVA was very simple. You're so busy in the morning when you're getting ready for work or school. When you turn on the television, they don't talk sports. When you turn on the radio here in the area, local sports talk, yeah, they'll talk about VCU, they'll talk about Richmond, they'll talk about national sports, but they don't talk about high school sports at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning. They just don't. And I know the generation that we speak to more than any, and that is the millennials, and those of you in high school and in college and just into your careers, and maybe in middle school, and you're getting ready for your high school career, and you're just getting started with us here at the RVA Sports Network, I know that you don't normally pick up a newspaper in the morning, nor do you have time to. So we decided, why not give a 3 to 4 minute podcast every morning that will give you all the big news from the night before, look ahead to the big games coming up that day, give you a quick weather update so you know how to dress and how to plan for the day ahead, and if there's anything coming you need to watch out for or could affect the game schedule that we talk about. Plus, we're not just high school sports on AMRVA. We get you caught up on anything you might want to know in the world of sports, but our bread and butter, the number one thing we do talk about, is what happened in high school sports. So hope you'll join us on AMRVA. It goes out at 6 a.m. every weekday morning, Monday through Friday. You can find it the following ways. It's posted at the top of RVASportsNetwork.com. So if you just bookmark RVASportsNetwork.com on your laptop, tablet, or mobile device, go to our feed. The first entry will say AMRVA for that day. You click on that, you click on the link, so it's what, 1, 2, 3 clicks, and you're listening. If you follow us on Twitter at any of our Twitter feeds, just go to the timeline, and it'll be up there. It'll link at 6 a.m. precisely. We'll send you the link on Twitter at all four of our Twitter feeds, and you can do it there. Or if you're on Facebook, if you're part of my generation and you check Facebook before you check Twitter in the morning, Facebook.com/RVA Sports Network, there's a link there. Click on it. You're listening. Facebook.com/Hanover Sports. Facebook.com/Henrico Sports. All of those locations have AMRVA. So we put it in, four different places, and we have links on all four of our Twitter feeds, and we do that to make it as convenient for you as possible because we know you're busy, and we know you don't have time to be typing in URLs and things like that. You want to be able to take your phone and go click, click, and be listening to what's going on and get in the know. And we also limit the podcast to between 3 and 4 minutes simply because we don't want to overwhelm you with a bunch of stuff. We just want you to know everything you need to know to start your day. Whether you're on the bus, in the car, still at home getting ready, whatever the case may be. Download it anytime after 6 a.m. weekday mornings. And thank you so much for those of you who have already given us such nice and kind responses to our new morning mini podcast, AMRVA, again available every morning, 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, on Twitter, at our Facebook pages, and at the top of RVASportsNetwork.com. LibertyChristian.com. All right, fans. Wow. Ready for the home stretch? We've got this week and then 4 weeks afterwards for regular season play. Some conferences begin their lacrosse tournaments and some even their baseball, softball, and soccer tournaments in that fourth week, the week of May 15th. Everybody gets into the postseason by the week of May 22nd. Conference 11, for example, will have all their quarterfinals on the 20th for baseball, softball, and soccer. That's a Saturday, so you make a note of that. Keep that in mind if you're in Conference 11. And then as we get into Memorial Day weekend, we'll be getting ready for regional action. And then into the month of June, the regions end. And then championship weekend is June 9th and 10th down in the Roanoke Valley for 1A, 2A, and for 3A, 4A, and again up in Fairfax for 5A and 6A. And oh, lest we forget, 2 weeks from when we're recording this right now, so Sunday, is NASCAR at Richmond International Raceway. Monster Energy Cup Series returns to the action track, and we hope to be there for that too, giving you updates all day long in 2 weeks on April the 30th. So just another week here at RVASN, huh? Thanks, everybody, for being with us for this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast. You're late, music. You're late. Wow. It was thinking it was still spring break, too. Podcast always, of course, for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast or other use of the podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media, LLC, which, again, I remind you, is 100% owned and operated by my wife, and you don't want to cross my wife, is prohibited. We will be out and about every night this week, all over the area, updating you action on Twitter. Twitter, the place to be for in-game updates all week long, all season long. Find the most in-game updates on our Twitter network at the RBA Sportsnet, at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, and at Chesterfield Sports. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. Rob Witham saying, we'll see you on the sideline.